بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on jihad. عن أبي هريرة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قيل يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يعدل الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال لا تستطيعونه. فعادوا عليه مرة أو ثلاثا كل ذلك يقول لا تستطيعونه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is equal to jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you will not be able to do it. The Sahaba repeated the question twice or thrice, and each time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you will not be able to do it. In other words, the Sahaba were asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what action we can do that will give us the reward of jihad? Show us such an action that will be equal to the reward of jihad. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that action that you all are actually asking for, you will not be able to do it. In other words, jihad is at such a high pedestal. It's like a person that walks into a shop, walks into a jewelry shop and asks the owner that what's the value, what's the price of the most expensive ring? And the person, the owner tells him that you will not be able to afford it. Don't even ask about it. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them, before even answering the question, he's telling them that you will la tastati'unahu, you don't have the ability of doing that action that is equal to jihad. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two or three times, ثُمَّ قَالَ مَثَلُ الْمُجَاهِدِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ الْقَانِتِ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَا يَفْتُرُ مِنْ صِيَامٍ وَلَا صَلَاةٍ حَتَّى يَرُجِعَ الْمُجَاهِدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now replied, a mujahid in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like that person who is fasting during the day, he is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night, and he remains devoted to the verses of Quran. So this person is fasting the whole day, whole night he is reciting Quran in tahajjud. Whole day he is fasting, whole night he is reciting Quran in tahajjud, and he does not abandon that fasting, nor does he abandon the tahajjud right until the time that he returns. So for example, if a mujahid went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 10 days, from the time he left till the time he returns, for that full period, if a person was fasting the whole day, the person was in tahajjud the whole night, he didn't lapse, he didn't abandon it for one second also, that person now will get the reward of that mujahid. So much reward that mujahid gets for going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equivalent to from the time he left till the time he returned, a person continuously in fast, in tahajjud salat, in tilawat al-Quran, continuously without abandoning it for even one second, that's the reward the mujahid is getting. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, لا تستطيعونه, you will not be able to get that, you will not be able to do that action. وفي رواية البخاري, and in the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif it comes, أَنَّ رَجُلًا قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ دُلَّنِي عَلَى عَمَلٍ يَعْدِلُ الْجِهَادِ. One person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show me such an action that will give me the same reward as jihad. قَالَ لَا أَجِدُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't find it. I don't find such an action that will give you the same reward as jihad. ثُمَّ قَالَ هَلْ تَسْتَطِيعُ إِذَا خَرَجَ الْمُجَاهِدِ أَن تَدْخُلَ مَسْجِدَكَ فَتَقُومَ وَلَا تَفْطُرُ وَتَصُومَ وَلَا تُفْطِرُ. فَقَالَ وَمَنْ يَسْتَطِيعُ ذَلِكَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now asked, he posed the question to this person that was asking him, that show me such an action that will give me the reward of jihad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers him and tells him that do you have the ability that when the mujahid leaves, at that time you go into your masjid and فَتَقُومَ وَلَا تَفْطُرُ, you stand in salah without abandoning the salah. In other words, continuously you engage in salah. وَتَصُومَ وَلَا تُفْطِرُ, you keep fast and you do not abandon the fast. In other words, from that time when he leaves, you go into your masjid and you involve in salah continuously, you fasting continuously. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking him, do you have the ability? فَقَالَ وَمَنْ يَسْتَطِيعُ ذَلِكَ. He replies to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has that ability to do such a thing? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just showing by means of an example, what reward Allah Pak has kept for a person striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one hadith, وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ مِنْ خَيْرِ مَعَاشِ النَّاسِ لَهُمْ رَجُلٌ مُمْسِكٌ عِنَانَ فَرَسِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يطير على متنه كلما سمع هيئة أو فزعة طار عليه ينبغي القتل والموت وظانه أو رجل في غنيمة في رأس شعفة من هذا الشعف أو بطن واد من الأودية يقيم الصلاة ويؤتي الزكاة ويعبد ربه حتى يأتيه اليقين ليس من الناس إلا في خير. رواه المسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said one of the best livelihoods, one of the best ways of spending one's life, best livelihood of spending one's life is that people can have, what is the best means of livelihood, best means of spending their life that people can have is that of a man who holds onto the reins of his horse in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jumping onto the back of his horse, and now this person is waiting. Whenever he hears a sound of battle or a sound of danger, this person now is rushing there. He is waiting, he's on guard. Whenever he hears a sound of danger or sound of battle, he's moving, he's on his horse and now he's moving. And he hurries towards it, seeking either killing or he seeks death. In other words, he's seeking that he may kill somebody in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or he may be martyred himself. This is what this person is desiring. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing that this is one of the best ways a person can spend his life, is that he has this desire in his heart. Or he seeks death, which that he expects, and then pass his life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the example of a man who tends to sheep at the top of the mountain. So he's got his flock of sheep. He's there with his top flock of sheep on the top of the mountain or at the bottom of one of these valleys. So either he's there on the top or he's in the bottom of one of the valleys. And what this person is doing, he's establishing salah, he's giving his zakat, he's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until death comes to him. He does not meddle in the affairs of people except when it comes to good matters. So this teaches us something very, very important, that a person doesn't get unnecessarily involved in stories of people, unnecessarily involved in situations of people, unnecessarily mixing with people, unnecessarily he doesn't get involved. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying how lucky, not how lucky, but what a nice way of spending one's life. That you've got your own work, you've got your own shop, you've got your own business. You're not unnecessarily getting involved, except if it is a good matter. If it's something of good, somebody passed away, now you go and you console the family, you go and visit some family relative, a person is involved in assisting, helping the poor, the weak. So in some good matters, he's getting himself involved. Otherwise, this person is carrying on what he needs to do. He's performing his salat, he's giving his zakat. This person is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right up till the time that his maut comes to him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining that this is a second way or another way that a person can spend his life. So this is such an important thing. Today we find that, especially with this WhatsApp and these other forms of social media, person doesn't realize that how many other things he's getting involved in. Unnecessarily, he's getting himself involved in discussions, in talks, sometimes making ghibah, sometimes speaking ill about a person, sometimes it may be an alim also. The person doesn't realize that because we are so involved in meddling in these sort of things, that we are including ourselves in guna in such a way that we don't even realize. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, this person doesn't get involved in any of the affairs of people, except if there's something good that he can contribute, some good he can do, this person is getting himself involved in. Therefore it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, from amongst the beauty of a person's Islam, the beauty, like how we like beauty on our cars, we like our houses to look nice, we like the finishes all to be nice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the finishes of a person, min husni islam in mar'i, the finishes of this person's Islam, the beauty and the finish and the glamour and the glory of a person's Islam is what? Tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, those things that don't concern him, he doesn't get involved. If there's a need for him to get involved, he gets involved. Otherwise, this doesn't concern me. I got my own work to do. I got my own focus. I got my own determination. I got my dun and my diyan to get involved in. I don't get involved in side issues. This is such an important thing. Here we can learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This person has got his flock on the top, or he's got his flock in the bottom. He's doing his thing, and he's not getting involved in other things besides anything that is good. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praising this. We should also have that type of attitude. We got our work to do, we got our work cut out. Let us not get involved unnecessarily in discussions, in talks, in chats. This is not something that is desired. Actually, it's taking away the beauty of our Islam. If I want our Islam to become more beautiful, if we don't get ourselves involved in those things, that don't concern us. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As today is Friday, we should try and come early for the Jummah Salah, try and recite Surah Kahf, send plenty salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib. Ulama of the opinion, this is the time wherein du'as are accepted. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.